right, so our listener Kimberly is starting to develop feelings for someone in her friend group. However, she's thinking her friends are going to say, yo, red flag, it's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. First of all, love listening to you guys.
Aw, thank you.
I'm a bit obsessed, and if I can't hear your show, I feel like I'm missing out on something.
Oh.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anywho, I need some help here. A little backstory. I've known Ethan for a few years.
Okay.
We run in the same friend group. I know he has cheated on his last three serious relationships because he hasn't really tried to hide it. And his dating life always seems to be a train wreck.
Okay.
I say all this to say I've noticed I've started to develop feelings for him.
Mm.
I know what you're going to say. A cheater is always a cheater. But what if that's not true and he just hasn't found the right person yet?
Gotcha.
Anyway, I haven't really talked to my friends about it because I know they'll all try to warn me.
Uh-huh.
And I should probably listen to them, LOL. But I can't shake this.
Uh-huh.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
The heart wants.
Isn't that what you say, Ben? Is this possible or can people like this change? Thanks so much. I'll be listening.
Interesting. I would, you know, look, there is a poet amongst us who, in times like this, we like to turn to.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
I think the key thing that we need to know is, does Ethan know how much he's cheated? And does he feel bad about it? And does he want
does
to
he
not cheat on a girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's, I feel like, a piece of the puzzle that could be useful here.
I mean, maybe. I mean, but we can speculate. What I would say to Kimberly is, why not try, but just protect your heart a little bit and know that that's how it could wind up for you.
Okay. Yeah.
That, I don't know. That's...
Well, and also the other factor, are you getting vibes from him that he's interested in you as well? Because she says she's developed feelings.
Yeah.
She hasn't mentioned they're doing a flirty exchange.
I would assume based on what she's described as Ethan's past, he would probably be interested.
Oh.
I'm just saying he's probably got...
Okay.
Oh, she's interested, eh?
Like, have they had talks?
And see, I don't know. She hasn't said that.
He's, like, confessing, listen, yeah. I just haven't found the right girl. Like, I know I can be faithful when I find the right person. Has he said anything like that? Again, there's a lot of things that are unclear.
Got a text from Dr. Aaron who said, 1 is a mistake, 2 is a choice, 3 is a habit.
Oh.
So there's a pattern there.
Mm.
Interesting thing to think about. And again...
Like, does he even know how
I'm not saying don't pursue it, but I'm just saying maybe you need to know what you're getting into before. And it sounds like you do, but like...
Oh, she knows.
And honestly, I don't even know why she reached out to us, because I feel like
She's going to do what she's going to do.
She's wanting us to say, yes, go for it, which I kind of am.
I do feel like, first of all, I need to know, are you getting vibes that make you think that he'd be open to dating you?
Let's assume that, yes, she is.
Okay. Second of all, do you think that he has a desire to be a one-woman man?
That's a maturity level that we don't know the answer
right
to yet.
Like, as far as you know, he could be like, whatevs.
I've sowed my oats. I'm ready to settle down.
Or I'm still going to keep sowing.
All right, 502-795-1997. Have you been able to change a, quote, cheater?
Or, guys, have you been this way and it did take just
one,
the right
woman person, right,
to lasso you and lock it down?
That's right. Tame that wild stallion.
Tame the stallion.
Kimberly really wants to kind of date this guy, Ethan, who has had a checkered past.
He's kind of cheated on the last three relationships, at least, that we know about.
At least that she knows about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she says it's always been kind of a train wreck as far as his dating life is concerned, but
she's
nonetheless...
She's developing feelings.
Her heart, she's almost like, I think he just needs me.
It's just, he just needs the right woman, right? Like, it's almost as if he's a little bit of a project.
Listen, there is no one saying go for it.
No.
The only person who said go for it is me.
Right.
So I don't know what that means.
Karen, the good kind, says, is this a physical feeling or a mind-heart feeling? So yeah. Many questions. We need more information. Is she the type that wants to fix the world and save all the kittens?
Yeah. Hey,
he
look.
He might be a kitten. Kittens
and dogs need adopting.
Sure.
Yes.
And maybe she's, again, looking at him as a project that I can fix that.
Yeah. Brittany rolls in and says, I promise you, as someone who was like, I can fix him. Mm. No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Go for it if you feel you must. But you are practically guaranteed heartache and might as well go ahead and prepare for that. Well, that's kind of what I said. I said, look, do what you need to do. But know that's how it will probably end.
It may play out predictably based on what happened in the past.
You must be a person who craves chaos.
Yeah.
Melanie says, so you hang with a walking red flag and you still got to question what is the right thing to do? Good grief. Yes, go for it.
Oh, see? Melanie says go for it.
Listen.
I think my
whole point in saying this is I don't think we're going to convince you.
No. Well, Todd says she needs to go for it, but keep your eyes out on him. I was that cheater, but have found the right woman, and I no longer cheat. Okay, so
see,
Todd
there is, one.
Is the example. It says, I just needed to find the right match. And yeah. Then that desire went away.
All you need to do is find the person to tame the stallion inside.
People can change.
Okay.
So maybe that's it. I feel like she's never going to get the what if out of her mind if
unless
she tries to give it a shot. But
right.
Then just don't be upset.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like
if you become like another notch.
Yeah.
And it ends up the same way.
You do what you got to do, but I would keep your heart protected at least.
Right.
For a period of time.
Cece says, just remember, not all projects get A's for effort. And Mary Jane's like, well, maybe he's better off as a friend with benefits. Don't get your heart tangled up.
Well, that gets messy too.
Right.
So,
1,000%. You can go right. In being like,
yeah,
not
right.
About feelings.
Right. And then all of a sudden, it's about feelings.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Kimberly.
But see, Todd's rolling in saying that can happen. That could very well be he's the one case.
There's your green light.
That's right. And maybe that's it. Maybe this guy just needs the right woman and maybe she's it.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
That's just in the past.
That's right.
You could be forging a new path for him.
That's right. Tony Melito, the poet of our generation with the sound words there.
Keep us posted. We're all invested, though.
All right, there's group therapy.